let's bring you then into your work here, Nancy, as Ted just talked about the Domestic Violence Intervention Services. How did you become executive director?
It was a funny thing. I was going to try to find a job when I came down. I waited a while, and when Ted came down to interview, he said, they're very excited down there. They have another woman coming, a feminist. And I said, oh, great. So I came down. I applied for a job, volunteer management for the
Divis,
and they didn't want me. And I thought, oh, that's fine. And then the exec came up, and I thought, well, what the heck, I can apply for that too. So I got that job. And I thought, boy, doesn't take much to get a job as an exec. Anyway, I had a great time, and I should tell you, the first morning, one of the staff came in and handed her resignation, and I thought, well, okay. Then one came in and said, you've got to deal with the police. They're not helping us at all. Well, okay. And then the courthouse called and said, if you don't get this straightened out up here, we're going to have to do away with this program. And I thought, could you give me till noon? The list was long. I knew it was going to be a challenge, and it was, and it was great.
And what was their concern?
The police would just ignore it and lump it into, you know, just a regular stop. So nobody knew what was going on, really.
And what were you doing? What was the service that you were providing?
Protection from women, for women. And children, and they had a house that had the number of brooches equal to population of New York City. Hmm. We were housing 35 women and children every night in a 5-bedroom house. And so that's when we knew we had to get out of there. But that's when we built the shelter, the first one.
The men were involved in these lives find the house and try to come to it and come in?
That
would happen a lot.
Yeah. We had the security in the first house was a basket of baseball bats. I wanted to do everything. I know I wanted to experience all that stuff. So they said, well, why don't you stay overnight tonight? Experience what it's like. Well, it was an awful night. The phone was ringing constantly. The next day they said, well, that's because it was a full moon.
Well,
and it did. And I mean, it frequently did.